The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Josh Blake of KNEI Radio in Waukon and Maureen Olson of the Neola Gazette. The first question will come from KNEI's Josh.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Josh.
Maybe give us a little update on if there's any clarification on Obamacare or anything like that. Is there anything new?
There were things new this year, or several things new this year. But the most recent one was, presumably, to give people an opportunity to stay on the insurance they have for another couple years. That's the latest. We've had some other changes as well this year. But let me sum up by saying that there's been, prior to recently, 29 changes. So maybe it's 30-some by now that the president has put in place. He's also signed some legislation that have made relatively minor changes. But for the most part, he doesn't want Congress to deal with these shortcomings of Obamacare, the things that aren't ready to work now. It's not ready for prime time, although, you know, it's the greatest bill that Congress has ever passed, according to some. I voted against it. Obviously, I don't agree. But I think that so much of what he's doing is unlawful. Unlawful to the point that some things have maybe been changed and he signed them. But for the most part, he doesn't want Congress debating this bill at all. And that's why the House will pass a lot of legislation changing some of the things that he doesn't want changed and changing some of the things that the president's done by executive order. But the best way I can verify that the president has done some things that he has no authority to do is to quote Senator Harkin when the president now, maybe almost a year ago, delayed what we call the employer mandate from January 1st this year to January 1st next year, when Harkin said, well, he can't do that. The law says the employer's mandate starts on January the 1st. 2014, he can't change the law, but the president thinks he can. It's not right, and someday a court will say he can't do it, but it takes so long to get things through the court. He may not even be may not be president when it's finally decided by the Supreme Court he overstepped his bounds. Maureen.
Speaking of the president, he came up with a budget. I would like to know your reaction as an individual and how you expect the Senate to react as a body.
Okay. The last one's the easiest one to answer, because I think on two occasions and maybe three occasions, since this guy has been president and he submitted a budget each year, it's been put to a vote in the United States Senate. Probably a vote that the Democrat majority would rather not have, but Republicans offered it. And in each instance, the president's budget was voted down with absolutely no senator voting for it. So that says better than anything I can how this one might be received if we get a chance to vote on it. The other thing is, maybe the president's budget doesn't mean a whole lot this year. Maybe you might say it doesn't mean a whole lot any year, when Congress can change anything they want. But presidents' budgets do have an impact on Congress. But maybe this year, none, because prior to Christmas last year, Congress set in motion expenditure policies for the years that we're in now, 2014. And when we pass appropriation bills for 2015, they'll still be guided by the policies that were set just before Christmas. So 2 years. And the president's budget is for 2015, I don't think it'll be will deviate much from what Congress has already decided. Now, what you also asked what I think about it. Spends too much, taxes too much debt. Maybe the last thing would be the easiest thing to justify what I think negatively about it. And that is, over the 10 years that the Office of Management Budget, as well as the Congressional Budget Office, they always look ahead of the impact of a budget on the next 10 years. It will increase the national debt by another $8 trillion. And that's even considering a lot of tax increase. So for now, I don't think we should spend the $400 billion more, or maybe it's more accurate, almost $400 billion more next year than we're spending, than the Congress has already decided to spend next year. Back to Josh.
Yeah, Senator. my question now is the Ukraine, and whether we have interest, or are we gonna do we plan to do anything, or what's your take on what's going on over there?
I think we got an interest. Can we do much about it? I think it's going to be difficult to do too much about it, but we're going to try to do something about it. And everything we're going to try to do is short of any military action. It would be wrong to get involved with Russia at this point, particularly being tied down in Afghanistan, but that'll be over in a year. But even if that was over, I'd probably take the same position. But the reason you got to take it seriously is because of Putin's own statements that, unrelated to Ukraine, he was saying, the breakup of the Soviet Union was the worst thing that happened in the last half of the last century. So he wants to reestablish the Soviet Union. He's not going to do it probably by military action. He's probably going to do it by inches instead of miles. But Georgia is one example, and now Crimea is another example. And so taking him at his word, we got to be concerned because I think establishment of another Soviet Union would be bad for future generations because you know what the Cold War between World War II and 1989 was. Maybe there was no shooting, but it was a fearful time that of a possibility of nuclear war. Now, what we can do is diplomatically do all the talking we can with the Russians, try to talk them out of it. Kerry's going to London to meet with the foreign minister of Russia tomorrow on that very point. He may be trying to meet with Putin. And I think our people, I had a briefing on this last night, I think our people are cynical that anything can come out of that, but you have to try. And then the other thing is economic sanctions. Now, we've already imposed some economic sanctions on individuals. We need to expand that list of individuals and then eventually expand it to the entire economy of Russia. It won't make much of an impact if we do it by ourselves, so we're hoping that Russia or that European nations will go along. The other thing is to get some aid through loans, through the International Monetary Fund, to Ukraine. And I think we'll be considering legislation. If we don't consider it today, then maybe in 10 days from now we'll consider such legislation. Back to Maureen.
Thank you, Senator. You introduced this week the Stop Cloture Abuse Resolution that would amend the Senate rules to prevent the filing of cloture until at least 24 hours after the Senate has opened a matter. What's the reception been to that suggestion?
Well, I have 23 other co-sponsors, so that tells you something. But it's all partisan at this point. I don't expect Reid's going to let us debate it, but it's getting ready for 2 years from now when hopefully we'll have a Republican Senate and we can bring the Senate back to the deliberative body it was intended to be. What we're trying to do here is make sure that there's some debate on a bill before debate is halted by what we call a cloture vote, or the 60-vote margin. Then the way to do that is, under my rule change, is to make sure that when a bill is put down, that a motion to stop debate, which is called a cloture motion, can't be filed until 24 hours after it. Because a filibuster implies debate, and after a period of time, people talked, and then maybe legitimately try to stop debate. But you can't say you're having a filibuster when a cloture motion is filed within the same day, the same minute that the bill is brought before the Senate. And that's what Reid is doing to the United States Senate by filing a cloture motion at that point. He's not allowing the Senate to function as the deliberative body it was intended to function. So hence, 24 hours, my resolution, go at least 24 hours before you file a motion. In other words, you ought to have some debate before you try to stop debate. Thank you, Josh and Maureen, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa. Does somebody have another question?
I just wanted to thank you, and we'll probably see you on Monday. So.
Oh, sure you will.
Here and walk on.
Yes, I'm going to be there.
Yep.
You bet. Thank you very much.